Welcome to another episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. It's Easter week, and we thought we'd take some time to discuss how having increased spirituality is linked with having better health outcomes. But before we start, remember to subscribe to the Frontline Health podcast in order to get all the most recent episodes. The relationship between spirituality and mental and physical health is something that's been around for eons. However, in the 19th and 20th centuries, especially in the field of psychiatry, religious involvement was viewed as negative, and they thought it was responsible for worse outcomes such as hysteria and neurosis. This created a separation between religion and medicine that lasted for decades, and it resulted in negative attitudes towards addressing spiritual and religious beliefs in clinical practice. However, this all began to change in the 1970s and 1980s, that is, when several studies were published showing that spirituality was associated with better mental health, which led psychiatry residency programs to begin incorporating this topic in their curricula. In 2016, the World Psychiatry Association published a position statement on spirituality and religion in psychiatry, urging the inclusion of spirituality on clinical encounters and training with the goal of providing a more holistic and comprehensive form of mental health care. And while the psychiatric community has finally caught up in this area, several organizations, including the American College of Physicians, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association, had for the last few decades recognized the role of spirituality in clinical practice. Likewise, this topic has been consistently incorporated into medical schools throughout the world, ranging from about 40% of schools in Brazil to 59% of those in the United Kingdom and 90% of them in the United States. This incorporation of spirituality into medical education has been prompted by the great number of publications and studies showing its positive impact on health. So what exactly do these studies suggest when it comes to your health and spirituality? Well, recent evidence has shown that it's associated with several different health outcomes for both your physical and emotional health. In relation to your physical health, the majority of studies have found that spirituality is related to lower levels of hospitalization and pain, greater survival, and better functional status and cardiovascular outcomes. The following are a few more of the many positive findings related to spirituality and health. Less hypertension, less stress even during difficult times, more positive feelings, superior ability to handle stress, and more than 80% of the research has been on psychological well-being, which point to higher levels of spirituality being associated with lower depressive symptoms, better outcomes with bipolar disorder, better outcomes with PTSD, lower suicide frequency, and lower substance abuse. However, there were mixed findings for those with anxiety, OCD, and eating disorders, where spirituality caused both positive and negative outcomes. So, as you've heard, spirituality can be a great benefit for your health. The logical next question for us should be, what exactly do they mean by spirituality and religiousness? The studies have definitions that show a great deal of overlap between people who are spiritual and people who are religious, but it tended to differentiate them like this. On the one hand, religion involved beliefs, practices, and rituals related to the transcendent. On the other hand, spirituality is considered a broader concept, which includes the personal quest for understanding answers to ultimate questions about life, life's meaning, and a relationship with the sacred. Using these definitions, an individual could have high levels of spirituality and low levels of religiousness, or high levels of religiousness and low levels of spirituality. which could speak to why some of the results with anxiety and OCD were mixed, because maybe they were tending to try to get more on the ritual side and less on the spiritual side. But what I would really like to know is if there is a greater outcome with one religion over another, or those who have to do a great deal of rituals. For me personally, as a Christian, I find individual comfort in knowing Christ will never leave me nor forsake me, and that he's for me and not against me, and that all things work together for my good, whether I deem them to be good or bad at the time. I also find comfort in knowing that we're called to bear one another's burdens, which calls us to be in community and help others who are hurting or in need. While knowing these facts are helpful and in difficult times, I think it ultimately all hinges on the meaning of this week and the dilemma of Jesus Christ. Many call him a good man and a great teacher, but stop short of calling him God. Yet Jesus himself called himself God and the Messiah, which means either he was God or he wasn't. If he wasn't God, then he certainly could not be considered a great teacher, because he was knowingly lying to people about who he was. And if he wasn't lying, but was not God, then he was a complete lunatic, along the lines of a delusional person saying they could fly. I mean, let's be honest, if you were walking down the sidewalk and someone came up to you and said they were God, you would more than likely turn the other way, walk faster, or wonder if they'd just been let out of a psych ward. If you still answer the question that Jesus was just a good man and a great teacher, then you must ask yourself the question that Easter is all about. How did the tomb get empty? Thanks for joining us for this episode of Frontline Health. If you'd like to learn more about other health-related topics, you can go to centurionlabs.com or subscribe to the Frontline Health podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, go out today and take ownership of your health, because no one cares more about your health than you. Until next time, take care and stay healthy.